Wisniewski. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
It's 9:47 here on this Friday evening. It's JJ Chachyshemsky. We're right here on The Fan. Get aboard at 877-337-6666. And look, the first 4 weeks of the year were very unkind. I was maybe at rock bottom. I pray I was at rock bottom with the picks, 9 games under .500. Well, the last 2 weeks, we have come back with a vengeance. We went 5-0 2 weeks ago. We went 3-2 last week. And now, all of a sudden, from 9 games under to 3 games under. With a whole lot of football left to be played. So, the goal is to get to 500, and then we start climbing. Climb every mountain, they once said. Without further ado, the Week 7 edition of the Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
So I unveiled two of the plays I liked on Odds On Sports. I'm going to give you the other three right now. Let's start with the two I gave you. Love the Carolina Panthers plus the 7.5 against the New Orleans Saints. No Michael Thomas. No Emmanuel Sanders. And Carolina's been a cover machine. Teddy Bridgewater has been a cover machine. And I'm getting 7.5 points to boot. I think this is a down-to-the-wire game. I think this is a competitive game. And to me, the value is entirely on the dog here in this spot. I think this is like a 27-23 type game. And I'm getting hooked all over the Carolina Panthers in game number one. Game two. I like the New England Patriots laying 2 against the San Francisco 49ers. I don't buy the narrative now that the Patriots are going to be, you know, dead and buried. They're going to lose back-to-back games at home. They're going to lose 3 games in a row for the first time since 2002. In this particular spot, I don't see it. Belichick knows Garoppolo well. To me, advantage Belichick. Belichick takes away what you do best. We've seen it with Waller. We've seen it with Kelsey. He can neutralize the tight end. And I think you're going to have a far more efficient and a far more productive Cam Newton. I think this is a buy low, great buy low spot for the New England Patriots. I'll lay the 2 in game number 2. Game 3. I like the Green Bay Packers laying 3.5 points. Against the Houston Texans. And I understand this seems like a little bit of a square play. But look at the trends for Green Bay. Off a loss against the number under Matt LaFleur. They are 10-1 coming off a loss. That Houston defense stinks. I know Aaron Jones is a little beat up. I don't think it matters. I don't believe in, I don't trust the Texans defensively to slow down Aaron Rodgers. I only got a late 3.5. I think the Packers in game 3. Game 4, I'm getting a little bit of cold feet on this game, but I'm a man of honor. You don't change the picks midstream. I like the Cincinnati Bengals plus the 3.5 against the Cleveland Browns. I know Larry in Florida is probably going to be upset with me right now, but I didn't like what I saw from Baker Mayfield. I don't believe in Cleveland enough to lay 3.5 on the road in a division game. And the Bengals have been in a lot of these games. I think this game's tight. I think it's down to the wire. I think it's a field goal game. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals are on the right side of it. I'll take Cincinnati in game number 4. Last but not least, game 5, you got to wait until Monday night. I know a couple of you guys tried making the argument Chicago plus the points was the way to go. I don't see it that way. I think the Rams are a great team to take in this game. The Rams, angry. The Rams coming off a loss. And again, I don't know how many times I need to say this. I don't believe in the Chicago Bears. Monday night, big effort from Sean McVay's boys. I'll take the Rams laying 6 in game 5. Now, this is your 2020 season debut, Peter Hoffman, in the Unlocks of the Week. So let's see what you got, good sir.
All right, so just to give a shout-out to Paul Rosenberg, because he's usually here Friday nights. It's his birthday today, so he took the day
off.
Wow,
happy birthday to the great Paul Rosenberg. I will make sure to send him a text message right now.
And I reached out to him to find out what he normally would do, and he said, definitely give me the Bills over the Bills at 10.5, no question. And then the under for touchdowns for Jets, which is 1.5. That's what he said taking no matter what. He said that, so I'm going to stick with that for him, for Paul. For myself, I'm going to piggyback off of your Panthers. I agree. It's going to be a tight game. The fact that Thomas and Sanders are out definitely is going to – I do think the Saints will outright win the game, but for point purpose-wise, for the cover-wise, I think the Panthers will definitely get that plus 7, no question. And I also, on a prop bet, I think Tre'Quan Smith – now, I know that Katz is not in on him at all, but I think at a plus 165 to score a touchdown, I think that's pretty good. That's a pretty good solid bet. Just to say, because last time that happened, Sanders and Michael Thomas were out, he scored 2 touchdowns. I know he's irrelevant every other time, but when they're gone, he's the guy he's going to look for.
Got to throw it to somebody, right, Pete?
You have to. And he's going to lock it in with somebody for sure. I will also take the Bills because I'm a Jets fan, and there is nothing they do right. They can't do anything right at all. Offense, defense, special teams, I can't find them a way to score more than 10 points. So this is Bills all the way. I know that their defense is suspect at times, the Bills, but against the Jets, you all look like all pros. So no question, minus 10.5, I'm taking the Bills. I will also, I don't know why, but I feel like this is a give right here. This is easy. No one's picking it. But the Cowboys plus 1. I mean, I understand the woes that is on the defense with the Cowboys. There is no defense. I understand. There's so many issues there. But you're telling me, even with Andy Dalton behind the helm, that they can't muster up a win versus the Washington Redskins? I don't care. I don't care they're on the road. I don't care that Zeke fumbled twice last week. He's not fumbling twice this week. It's just not happening. So I'm taking Cowboys plus 1. And I also want to throw something out there, too. For you UFC fans, there's a big fight tomorrow. UFC 254,
throwing it out there. I love it.
Listen, I know that the money's on Khabib. I'm not going to go for the straight win with Khabib. It's minus 350. Some places minus 315. It's not really making a lot of money there. But what I will say this, at the plus 4.5, it's a one. Hold on, where's the number? Sorry. 160. Blah, 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 blah. I had it. I lost it. 150 for plus 4.5 rounds. I'm going to take that. And for a decision, it's a plus 275 on Khabib. I'm going to do it. I think it's going to be a war. It's going to be a 5-round fight. Khabib's going to win plus 275. I'm all in on that.
Look at you giving us a little extra research, a little extra homework. Job well done by the great Peter Hoffman. There you have it. That is the Week 7 Unlocks of the Week.